Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. I am Leona Abraham Brando, host for Blog Talk Radio, Shedding Light. As many of you in society know, there's an enormous need for criminal justice reform in America. We have mass incarceration subsequent to the large population of wrongfully convicted, first-time offenders of any offense, mentally ill and addicted individuals, and so many other reasons why people are in prisons around the country, lacking wisdom and discernment in their sentencing, rehabilitating treatment of medical, psychological, and spiritual programs. Today we have a special guest coming on with us. His name is Chima Achim, who will be shedding light on his experience as a wrongfully convicted, incarcerated individual imprisoned in Texas for 23 years, subsequent to false evidence. According to our guest, the state of Texas personally abducted him, imprisoned him from 1998 to 2020, and then deported him from his home in the U.S. to Nigeria, the country in which he was born. Chima will be shedding light on what we all know to be enormous injustice in America, primarily in the U.S. penal system. So without a further ado, we're going to try to bring our guest on because he's been having problems these past couple of times that we have had the show. He's had problems with the sound. So we're going to see if we can bring him on now so that you can all hear him. And let's hope that he can be heard. Chima, are you on with us? Yes, can you hear? Okay, Chima, we have you on the air now. Do you want to introduce yourself? Do you want to introduce yourself? Yes.
Am I on right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay, please. Thank you very much. Thank you for everything. Sorry for the small delay. It's just because I'm struggling to connect. Connect on. Thank you very much, Ms. Derek, for having me on your show. And, you got the best show.
Can you tell the audience a little bit about what happened when you were in the States?
Some people, the ones that are in there for any crime, when the judge sentences them to prison, sort of thing. So the whole thing is just that much of baloney they be doing, you know what I mean? So when they took me in just like that, and if I wasn't that way, there wasn't no problem. They falsified, you know, stored instrument and used that just like that. They hired some fake victims, fake witnesses. When I say fake, I mean like them. Nothing happened. I never had no incident with them.
What was the charge, Chima? What did they accuse you of?
At first, they said I hit my son, you know, which was a lie. So by the time they seen, that wouldn't be enough to hold me in prison. I mean, I hold me in prison for a long time.
They said you hit your son?
That's what they said at first, you know what I mean? So then after that, they said it won't be enough. It won't be enough to get me kept in there for a long time to do something, you know, to use me like they wanted to use me, you know, for exploitation. So they changed the charge. They said that I had sex with somebody, my girlfriend sister, daughter, they said I had sex with her, a lover's name. I've never used a lover's name before. You know what I mean? So the caretaker of the lover's name, where the girl and her parents lived at that time, came to the trial. Everybody the trial wasn't supposed to be in the trial. Because the only thing that can initiate a trial on anybody, or any reason or reason, is a valid indictment paper, what they call true bill. True bill indictment paper. What they had on me was a true bill. What they had was a no bill, which is kind of fair. You know what I mean? That doesn't initiate any charge against anybody. See what I'm saying? The whole thing was just a fraud. They were just a whole bunch of fraudulent stuff they're doing, trying to get people incarcerated fraudulently and using to make a bunch of money. See what I'm saying? Then, you know, really say false image about them being tough on crime. Almost 80% of people get put in prison, these type of people, they are the ones that got up in our office in our judicial system. I don't know really the judicial system, but in our legal system, you know what I mean? Most of the criminal justice system. So these type of people right here, what they do is commit a bunch of crime. They hide a whole business company.
They are destroying a lot of innocent lives. That's a fact. So,
yeah.
So how long you were in there? You said for 2 years.
I was in there for 23 years, almost 23 years, man.
23 years.
Working for them, they're using me as a guinea pig, beating me up. Every time I say something about what they're doing to me is wrong, they just pound me upside down, dump me on my head, beat me with baton, spray me with chemicals, everything. So many times,
Chima, can I ask you a question? Did you go in 1998?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, you went in 1998 and you came out in 2020?
2020, yes, ma'am.
Well, that's only 2 years.
98 and 2020. Yes, 22, almost 23.
Okay, so that was 2 years you were in.
No, 1998 to 2020.
When did you go in?
1998.
1998.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. They got out 2022. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Well, that's what happened, man. They just took me in. I did not have no prior criminal history. I was going to college to better myself, you know.
You were a college student at the time that they kidnapped you? You were a
I wasn't. Yes, ma'am.
In Texas?
Yes, ma'am, Richland College. Right there by 645 on Evans.
And
about 645 on Evans.
So you were going to college when they did this to you?
Yes, ma'am.
And you had no idea, when they picked you up, you had no idea what was going on? Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so did you have an attorney? Can you let the audience know if you had an attorney? What was the attorney doing to help you, if anything at all?
No, he wasn't actually helping me. He was helping him out. I remember when I was getting ready to go to trial, even though he wasn't supposed to be in a trial, you know what I mean? Because the judge never had no legal power, no jurisdiction to prosecute me under Second Amendment. I mean, administer any criminal prosecution against me under Second Amendment, you know what I mean? The prosecutor never had no legal power or jurisdiction to prosecute me of any charge with the same document, the same charge instrument and everything. They're not the same victim.
So the lawyer was not helping. The lawyer was not helping you. Was it a public defender? A court-appointed lawyer?
He just pretended like he knew what was going on. I remember when he was getting taken to trial, right? So we were in this room trying to change out. So I had this T-shirt that said that I wasn't back. You know what he told me? He just ran his head out so that the jury would see. I thought, okay, well, I can do that. I wasn't back. How could he possibly do something like this? How could I commit a crime without no crime? My nigga is saying, so, okay, the charging instrument is set. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the whole thing was just a whole bunch of stuff. They designed, made it seem like, you know, they are trying to do something. But actually, you know, just a whole bunch of false pretense. They use the criminal proceedings to commit, you know, pretend like they really actually prosecute somebody for a crime. But in actually, they do something different. You know what I'm saying? I was supposed to have no trial. If you look me up right now, it doesn't show that I've been charged, you know, they convicted of a crime. But I was in prison for 2 or 3 years. Right? So then they sent me, they forced me out of the United States. So I had the right to push me out of the United States as a resident. Unless maybe I committed a crime. I didn't commit no crime. You know what I mean? So if you look on that one too, you will see any record that shows that I was deported. They won't, you know, like those documents actually find on the book, then what actually happened. So they did not want to have anything to do with fabrication of fake documents. You know what I mean? So what they did was they put those documents alone. When they have to certify on the oath that those are the things they did the law. So I'm saying immigration did the same thing. Then in criminal court, they did the same thing. So I'm saying, so that's why. If you get my record, if you look me up right now, you don't show that I was convicted of a crime. You don't show that I was charged with a crime. What it shows you is I'm in Italy willing to be charged with a crime. I could be in Italy all this time willing to be charged with a crime. So in 3 years, I think Italy. See what I'm saying?
I actually see it online now at Jane versus the state, the Court of Appeals in Texas. So you did file an appeal to what they were doing. You did try to fight it. You did try to fight that case, the wrongful conviction. I see it now. It says, according to this, it says that you exercise your right to trial by jury, but, you know, I'm glad you're bringing out, because this has happened with others in the past, wrongful convictions, and the audience needs to hear this. But it says that you were charged by indictment with the offense, and you exercised your right to trial by jury. After the jury was selected and paneled and sworn, you entered your not guilty plea. Now, you said the audience was, you said the jury was all white?
Yes, ma'am.
Was it an all-white jury? Let's see. Chima, can you hear us?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, was it an all-white jury? Has held that the state can challenge for a cause veneerman who expresses an inability to convict based on the testimony of only one witness, eyewitness.
I understand that, ma'am. That's on my case. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Did they have any witnesses going on the stand or no?
Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Who was the witness? There was no one?
No, ma'am. This is something they made up.
Wow. Okay. I'm sorry.
Besides, it's not about what they're saying, because that's going to be misleading them. This is
You know, it's too bad the connection is so bad, because you do have a story to tell. But I will let you talk. I will let you tell the best way you can.
Okay. So what I'm saying, man, is what the audience is this. If you look me up right now, if you look me up, and they gotta look me up. They said I was dead since 2000. You know what I mean? But let the audience know that I'm not a ghost talking to them. I'm a real person, okay? They said, I mean, you would even believe everything this will give to me for no reason. And outside of trying to cover the tracks, you know, on the illegal stuff they did with me, you know what I mean? They wrote an article about me dying in 2000. They had HeavyPlays.com wrote an article about me dying. So that people would compare some people that were following my case. They would not know how could I be sent to prison or prosecuted of a crime that never existed. You know, what law requires them to do that? That is not in Texas law. I know Texas law very good. I read it from that. You know what I mean? But there are issues that pertain to my case. You know what I mean? So they said I was dead. So that means I'm supposed to be my ghost talking to you right now and talking to the audience. But that's not true. That's a lie. You know, I'm not being that smart, bro. I know I'm not making nothing up. You know what I mean? I got paperwork to support what I'm talking about right now. You know, Oracle. They have Heritage.com, Oracle about me dying. They have BBB, Better Business Bureau. It doesn't. So people didn't have much choice but to believe that I was dead. You know what I'm saying? When they have BBB, endorse the lie. You know, the first article written by Heritage.com about me dying. I got the document. I'm not making it up. So that's why I'm letting the audience know that I'm not a ghost. I am the same person they say died in 2000. That's why they trying to cover, you know, cover their tracks on the lies they said about me and the things they, the legal stuff they did with me in Texas plantation. I don't like to call it prison. It might be prison for somebody else that committed crime, you know what I mean? But it's not prison. It wasn't a prison for me. It was a plantation. I was a slave. And they exploited me so many ways, using me as a guinea pig. Every way. Then they beat me so bad, they did all kinds of stuff to me. You know what I mean? A couple of times, I was dead. They put me in the bag. Then, trying to take me somewhere, I don't know where they're taking me to. So something happened now. I got up, you know, started moving around in the bag. So they weren't trying to open the bag. They weren't trying to unzip the bag. So one of the officers was like, he's alive. Where are you taking him to? Don't put him in the bag. Man, he's alive. You know what I mean? So they're like, you need to get out of our business. You know what I mean? But the nurse, they're screaming. The nurse told him, look, if you don't let him out, that she would let him out. So I don't know what else they actually do with that nurse.
So, Chima, what you're saying is that they beat you so bad, they thought you were dead and they were taking you away in a bag?
I'm sorry.
Yes,
I was dead.
They thought you were dead.
They beat me up so bad, they thought I was dead.
Jeez. It's too bad we're having such a bad connection, because he has a story to tell. He's been wanting to get the story out, and because of the connection being so bad, it's difficult for him to do so. Okay, can you hear us, Chima?
I appreciate your audience. I've been trying to get this story out for the longest, so that in case, because they're doing it right now, I'm not the only victim, so maybe something can be done about it. I'm not accusing all the old judges, I'm not accusing all the old prosecutors. I'm not accusing the bad apples in their midst, you know what I mean? So the bad ones in their midst, doing all this stuff, hiding under the criminal justice system, like they're doing their job, then actually they are not, you know what I mean? They are the ones I'm accusing. They are the ones doing all this stuff, you know. I got to work to prove everything I'm saying. I'm not making it up, you know. And I'm not a dead person. I'm not a ghost. Talking to them. I'm the real person they claimed that was dead in 2000. Okay? So they got me all time to do up the bunch of stuff. You know, so the double work they used to put me in prison. It's all fair. You know? The type of work they used to force the country under the force of the deportation, they were all taken. You know, so even when I went to immigration, so the judge asked the prosecutor, he could ask the judge, you don't have one. That's the answer, that's why he's not answering. So the judge said, okay, if that's the case, that he's not going to let me walk. He would do everything he can to get me, you don't want them to know this, you know what I mean? I'm like, judge, I thought you were supposed to be an impartial judge. You've seen a prosecutor committing a fraud. And you took his side, instead of taking the side of the law, not even my side, because I'm all right on the side of the law. How come you didn't want to take the side of the law? They're taking the side of the prosecutor. No very way he's coming in fraud against me and against taxpayers and against American people. Violation of the main state law. He said, okay, I can't let people know about this. It's all about trying to hide, cover up for each other. They got to move different places. So this guy can cover up for themselves, you know what I mean? So, you know, the whole thing is just crazy. The judge refused to let me go, even though he knew that I was supposed to be deported. You know? The prosecutor tried to provide the conviction record they used to convict me. You know, something that was published that I'm a deportable alien. He didn't produce none. So, if he didn't produce none, what was I telling you? He never had one. If he had anything, it's false. He said, I can't speak. He claim on the green world. That's okay. So I'm saying, so he said, well, I won't let you go. You know, you don't have to remove you from this country. I said, you are not removing me, possibly me, from my own country. You know? Is this sure that I'm in the United States? That's not true. They forced me out. I'm in Nigeria right now. They forced me out. Really, you know?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Yes. Go ahead, Chima.
Yeah. Hello?
We can hear you. Chima? He wants to get his story out because, as he mentioned, it didn't just happen to him. He said if it can happen to him, it can happen to anyone behind those doors. Chima? We may have lost him.
Hello?
Yes, Chima, you're coming in and out. I don't know how well the audience is going to hear you, how well they've been hearing you. But again, I was just letting them know that you're trying to let your story out because, as you said, it's happening to others as well in the prisons in Texas as well if it happened to you. So Chima was, as he tried to explain, he was kidnapped, abducted by the police when living in Texas and going to college. He was abducted and he was taken to the jail and then to court. He was sentenced to 23 years for a crime he did not commit. And there were one false witness was in there that he had never seen before. And Chima, do you want to finish telling this story? We're having a difficult time hearing him. I think we've lost him. Let's try this again. Okay, Chima, do you want to finish telling your story?
Yes, ma'am. So what I'm saying, basically, I was supposed to be in the county here talking to the judge, being pressed, charges against, you know. If it's not the way that is prescribed by the law, Texas Constitution, Article 1, Section 9, you know, if it tells you, they can have a title to live, you know, live freely in the United States without no hindrance, no confiscation or anything, seizure of any form, you know what I mean? Except they can justify, they confiscate me, you know, or they seize me without no justification. So I'm saying? So, no, yeah, it seems to be a total justification. Therefore, you got to have made up a crime, you know, trying to justify kidnapping me. Anytime, they arrest you because they don't tell you you are being kidnapped. That's how they can get away with it. You know, they tell you, you are under arrest, or we need to talk to you in the county jail. So when they get you there, then that's when they do a kind of stuff to you, you know what I mean? Press charges on you, check charges, you know? Like I said, criminal prescription doesn't stop with false accusation. I don't even care if the accusation is not false. If it doesn't stop with accusation, criminal prescription stops with a crime. You have to have a crime for that accusation goes, you know? If they can, it's okay, we got evidence that this man, you committed this crime, or the alleged crime. Okay, that's how it goes. That's the scenario. You can't have accusation without a crime. You know, by law, they are not supposed to accuse me of anything if they don't have no crime, actual crime. So that's how they keep getting away with it. They make up a false allegation. They it's wrong. You know, then they use it as evidence. They use it as everything. You know what I mean? False allegation. If you have to show me the crime, oh, we don't have no crime. They tell you we don't have to have no crime to convict you. We don't have to have no crime to stay in prison. They'll tell you the rest of the story. That means they have a justice system using their own personal, you know, individual collective interest.
what would you like to give the audience your information as to how they can get in contact with you if they want to try to help you in any way?
Yes, ma'am. I can give them my email address. If they, you know, that'll be fine with them, you know.
Can you hear us?
I can give them my email address too, so that maybe they can call you if you want. I'm saying I can leave my information with you, so that when they call, since you're more closer to them, you know what I mean, than I am.
No.
No,
please give them your information. I don't need a lot of people emailing me and calling me to get in contact with my guests. So if you can just give them your email address or even a phone number, however you want to do it, I'm sure they won't.
Okay.
If they want to help, I'm sure they won't mind calling you in Nigeria.
Okay. My telephone number is +34 90 347 404 81. Hello?
Yes. You can continue to talk, Chima. We can hear you. Yes, repeat it.
I'm sorry?
Repeat it again, your email address. What in the heck was that? This is crazy. Hold on a second, please, audience. Okay.
My email address, I give it to
you. Say that again. And that's your email.
Address.
Okay, you might want to repeat that, Achima.
Okay. It's
Chima
Game, I'm sorry. Right? Chima. It's like you've got a new, yeah. It's Chima Game. Just in case, I will go and be fine.
Okay, audience, I want you to know, Chima is trying to get his story out. We have a caller that came on, too. Let's see who this is. Caller 323, you want to state your name, please?
Hi, Leona, this is Joe. I just saw your show was on, saw the title, thought I'd come in. I haven't been listening, so I don't know what's going on so far.
Well, we have a gentleman from Nigeria who was living in the United States in Texas. And 1998, he was abducted and kidnapped and charged with the crime he did not commit. And he was in for 22 years. And once released, he was deported to Nigeria. And he's been wanting to get his story out for some time now. But we have a poor connection. I'm trying to have him talk as much as he can, but the connection is not too good. Chima, do you want to introduce yourself again?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
My name is Chima Akim. Chima Akim. Just in case, you know, I don't know, a lot of audience probably read about me, read me up on the internet or whatever, you know what I mean? But if they did, some of them that might have done that, right? I don't want them to think I'm a ghost because I'm not a ghost, okay? Talking to them, this is my name. Talking to them, you know. So, because I'm saying that because they wrote an article about me. Texas Criminal Justice System had a heritage.com wrote an article about me dying in 2000. I didn't father, what he did to me, so that nobody found out about it, you know? So then I was dead in 2000. So then I had a thing back called Blue Dot Oracle. It's circling on the internet. That's in case somebody, somebody read about it or have read about it, please don't believe that.
Chima, can you explain? You said an article was written that you were dead. And what was that article?
Yes,
ma'am. What newspaper was it written in?
It was heritage.com that wrote it. It was on the internet.
It was
heritage.com wrote it.
And they said that they alleged that you had died so that no one would know you were deported?
Nobody would know that they sent me to prison.
So they've been trying to to keep the truth. Okay.
Use me up, exactly. They were hiding me. There was some people that were holding me, blaming my kids, me. I said, "What I actually committed? What I actually committed? And why they have been."
Are you there, Chima? We can. This is a poor connection. So how can anyone help you if they want to help you?
Anybody can just get attention and ask him to provide my conviction record. If they look me up right now, he will show that I haven't been charged of a crime. And if I haven't been charged of a crime, last time I checked, that's what it shows. That I haven't been charged of a crime. Okay? That I'm in the county still we will be charged of a crime since 98. That's not true. I have to work to show that I've been in prison. I just got out from B. Clemens unit. That's an ID unit. And I'm going to Texas. You know?
Leon, if he tries to call back in, do you think that might help?
No. I've tried bringing him on before, and it's the same thing.
Oh, yeah.
But you also have an echo.
He's
got 15 minutes. So again, Chima, if you want to just give your information.
Hey, my telephone number, you still got it right? You know, I guess that the Gmail address for me. I will send the Gmail address to you, you know, for sure. But my telephone number is +234 90 347 404 81.
Now, how long have you been in Nigeria?
In Nigeria.
Since you were released.
Since 2020, ma'am.
Okay, so you've been in Nigeria for 22 years?
Since 2020.
Okay.
Almost 2 years. Going on 2 years now.
And you never got your story out?
I've never gotten my story out. I've been trying. You know, some people, you know, promise they will do something about it. But when I try to explain it to them, they don't understand where I'm coming from. When I say I'm a victim of kidnapping, they be thinking, because you're the one that has passion and, you know, the ability to understand my story the way, you know, you did, you know what I mean? Because, myself, I know what they're doing. And how they're doing it. I study the law and I practice law in every level of the court system, the United States court system, from the Supreme Court all the way to the lower court in the state. You know what I mean? I practice law on every level. So and they know me, I'm no good. I know what they know. That's why they try to kill me so many times, you know what I mean? Instead of trying to say, okay, we fought for what we did to you. Okay, we're just going to let you go. But instead, they try to kill me. You know, so that's what happened. You know, I've been trying to get my story out, and so that's it. But give you my email address now. You know, I'll find it if you go around. If you still need it, it's Leo.
Well, Chima, you've got this show. So give whatever information you want to give out.
Okay. My email, my telephone number. Okay. My email. I believe they got my telephone number. I'll go ahead and say again. My telephone number is +234 90 347 347. Excuse me. Let me say it. My telephone number is +234 90 347 404 81. My email address is again Chima@gmail.com.
Okay, Chima, do you have a Facebook page?
Okay. I'm on WhatsApp as well.
Have you ever tried posting? Posting this information on Facebook or Twitter
to get your story out. I've posted a whole lot. They check me out, they go to my Facebook or WhatsApp, mostly Facebook. They will see everything. They have been running all kinds of stuff, mostly on the net.
So
they will see. I've been very active on that.
So did they close your Facebook?
Ma'am?
Did they close, stop you from going on Facebook? Have you posted these issues on Facebook, the injustice that was done to you?
Yes, ma'am.
Did you get any responses?
I had some new news. Yesterday there was no one talking to me about it. But I'm still waiting on that, you know, to get in touch with me.
And somebody was going to get in touch with you? Okay, we're going to be closing in a few minutes. This is not working out as good as it should be, so I hope that you were able to understand what message guest Chima Ajim has been trying to get out there. Again, he was wrongfully convicted, and he's been trying to shed light on his experience as a wrongfully convicted individual imprisoned in Texas for 23 years, subject to false evidence. According to Chima, the state of Texas personally abducted him, imprisoned him from 1998 to 2020, and then deported him from his home in the U.S. to Nigeria, the country in which he was born. So Chima's been trying to get this message out to everyone, to let everyone know about the enormous injustice that was done to him in America, primarily in the U.S. penal system. While incarcerated, he was beaten so bad that they assumed that they had killed him, and they were taking him away in a bag when they saw that the bag was still moving, and they realized that he was still alive. So we are just trying to help Achima to get his story out, and hopefully any of you who have been listening, if you can send him an email or help in any way. I'm sure he would appreciate it. Chima, do you have anything you want to say?
Do you have anything you want to say?
Before we close.
Yes, ma'am. Before we close.
Yes, ma'am. It's interesting that I'm working with some big, find me on find me on the Facebook or yourself. And I'm both. And I would like to thank them so much for even giving me opportunity, regardless of how poor the connection is, and I thank him, I appreciate him for everything, and next time I'll try to, figure out a way to get the connection, make it more better, understand everything I'm saying, this poor connection, the way it is, then thank you so much for giving me the opportunity, to come on your show and talk to the audience about this situation, this issue I'm talking, it's not just me alone, there's something going on, and we need to pay attention to it, because a lot of lives have been destroyed. Slavery was abolished in 1865, but that's what they do with the prison right now. That's what I am, a victim of slavery, If you want to be, just blatant about it, that's what it is. That's what they do with the criminal justice system. A lot of people, screaming for help, they in there, screaming for help. You feel like them being some help, they're getting beat up, some getting killed, trying to get attention to what these people are doing to us, So it's not fair. So I just want to get attention to it. So maybe the public can know exactly what's going on. I just came out from prison. They call it prison, I call it plantation, like I say. It's not prison for me or to me, because I never was charged of any crime, There was no crime. So they put me in there and worked me for the whole 23 years. Exploited me for the whole 23 years. That's why I call it plantation for myself, So this is what's going on in America. I know Americans are not, naive, like they think we are, So, but I know someday, somebody will do something about it. And what's going to happen, in Dallas, Texas. Are you still doing that kind of work? So we are the people suffering, from their illegal activities, personal experiences of United States and residents, you know what I mean? We are the ones they use as part, you know? So after 23 years, it destroyed my reputation, destroyed everything about me, my career, I was going to school. They destroyed that. They took my family, my child, my only child, he was forced to when he took me in. I beg them, they refused, you know?
Do you get to see?
They saw him against me right now.
Do you get to see?
Your son?
Your son?
They saw him against me. They told him about me, I was a criminal, I chose to go to prison. That Beyonce had taken care of him. That was a lie. You see what I'm saying?
So they turned your son against
you. They turned your son against
you. Exactly, you know? So, you know, it's just, even my family, maybe in Nigeria, my friends deserted me because they thought I went to prison for 23 years. So I'm just like, you know, a loner, you know what I mean? So they just destroyed my whole image. People see me, they laugh at me, spit at me. So I don't even come out that much, you know? So because of the embarrassment, you know, I'm getting from it. Or you went over there and did you see that, then you come back to Nigeria, deported to Nigeria. Then, you know, you just want somebody to hang around you, you know? So it's just embarrassment for my family, you know? They don't even go out that much. If they go out, what happened? You know what I mean? It shouldn't be like this, you know?
No.
I'm not a disease. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, Ajim, we're getting ready to close pretty soon, so if you have any last minute things that you'd like to say.
Okay, I just want to let them know not every person they pick up and put in the county jail is a criminal. It's not like that. You know, some of us are innocent people like them out there now, you know. That were kidnapped. I like to use the word. Okay. Anytime you get arrested, without no arrest, it's kidnapped. Without no actual crime, I mean to say, it's kidnapped, you know what I mean? So that's it. And I thank the audience again. I can't thank them enough, you know what I mean? Anyone of them that, you know, that can help out with this situation, he or she will not be the person putting me out. You'll get that.
There are a lot of people in prison who are screaming out for help and getting nothing.
Exactly. I just came by myself, but it's a lot of them just screaming for help. You know, so I'm not by myself. I'm not the only victim. It's a lot of us, you know what I mean?
So I would like the audience again, if you want to help Fatima, In any way, his email address is
A-G-I-M-C-H-I-M-A 79
at gmail.com.
Ajim Chima.
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 Okay, and Chima is now living in Nigeria. And Chima, I want to say one thing. I would rather live in Nigeria than to live in a country that has so much hatred and racism in this prison system. I wish you well. We are now going to be closing.
Thank you so much,
Ms. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you, audience, for listening in. We are now going to end this episode. Tima, thank you so much.
Thank you.